माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा बनचारी यमुना तीरा बनचारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी कुंज बिहार जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा जयो राधा वल्लभ, राधा वल्लभ श्री राधे। जयो कृष्ण बलराम, कृष्ण बलराम, कृष्ण बलराम, जयो कृष्ण बलराम। जयो वृंदावन धाम, वृंदावन धाम, वृंदावन धाम, जयो वृंदावन धाम। जयो राधे श्याम, राधे श्याम, ललिता विशाखादि राधे श्याम। जयो जयो प्रभुपाद, 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 जयो जयो प्रभुपाद, जयो जयो प्रभुपाद। नीताय गौरा हरि बोल, हरि बोल, हरि बोल, नीताय गौरा हरि बोल। हरि बोल, हरि बोल, हरि बोल, नीताय गौरा हरि बोल। हरि बोल नीताय गौरा हरि बोल।
नीताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरांग, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील प्रभुपाद, श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। नमो ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणी। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवतिरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी।
कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः.
हरे कृष्ण. वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू फॉर टुडेज डिस्कशन ऑफ ग्रंथराज श्री श्रीमद् भागवतम. वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 14 टाइटल्ड एज आइडियल फैमिली लाइफ एंड वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम वर्स नंबर 13.
कृमि विद्भस्म निष्ठानम् क्वेदं तुच्छं कलेवरम् क्वत्तदीयरतिर्भार्या क्वायम् आत्मानभश्चदिः. कृमि विद्भस्म निष्ठानम्
सॉरी
कृमि विद्भस्म निष्ठान्तम् क्वेदं तुच्छं कलेवरम् क्वत्तदीयरतिर्भार्या क्वायम् आत्मनभश्चदिः. कृमि विद्भस्म निष्ठान्तम् क्वेदं तुच्छं कलेवरम् क्वत्तदीयरतिर्भार्या क्वायम् आत्मानभश्चदिः. कृमि विद्भस्म निष्ठान्तम्
वायम् आत्मनभश्चदिः.
कृमिविद्भस्मनिष्ठान्तम् क्वेदं कृमि विद्भस्म निष्ठान्तम् त्वदीयरतिर्भार्या क्वयम् आत्मनभश्चदिः.
माताजी.
कृमि विद्भस्म निष्ठान्तम्
Krimi, insects, germs, wit, stool, bhasma, ashes, nishtha, attachment, antam, at the end, qua, what is, idam, this body, tucham, very insignificant, kalevaram, material tabernacle. Qua, what is that? Tadiyaratihi, attraction for the body. Bharya, wife. Qua ayam, what is the value of this body?
Atma, the Supreme Soul, Nabah Chadihi, all pervading like the sky. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. Through proper deliberation, one should give up attraction to his wife's body, because that body will ultimately be transformed into small insects, stool, or ashes. What is the value of this insignificant body? How much greater is the Supreme Being who is all-pervading like the sky? Purport. Here also the same point is stressed. One should give up attachment for his wife, or in other words, for sex life. If one is intelligent, he can think of his wife's body as nothing but a lump of matter that will ultimately be transformed into small insects, stool and ashes. In different societies, there are different ways of dealing with the human body at the time of funeral ceremony. In some societies, the body is given to the vultures to be eaten, and therefore the body ultimately turns to vulture stool. Sometimes the body is merely abandoned, and in that case the body is consumed by small insects. In some societies, the body is immediately burnt after death, and thus it becomes ashes. In any case, if one intelligently considers the constitution of the body and the soul beyond it, what is the value of the body? Antavanta ime deha nityasyokta sharirinah. The body may perish at any moment, but the soul is eternal. If one gives up attachment for the body and increases his attachment for the spirit soul, his life is successful. It is merely a matter of deliberation. Whew, that was heavy. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakhaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Mahiyam Dadati Svapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishna Vamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakham Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Ram Hare Hare Yam Pravrajantam Anupeta Peta Krityam Dvaipayana Virahakatara Ajuhava
पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तरवोभिनेदु स्थं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि.
हरे कृष्ण, वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू फॉर टुडेज डिस्कशन ऑफ अनदर डे ऑन दिस ग्लोरियस लिटरेचर श्रीमद्भागवतम. इन द 12th कैंटो there is a chapter called the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam glorifies itself. In that there is a verse called as adi madhyavasaneshu vairagyakhyana samyutam hari leela kathavrata amritanandita satsuram. Adi madhya avasaneshu, Bhagavatam claims that adi means the beginning, madhya means the middle, and avasaneshu means the rest of the chapters, the rest of the section of Srimad Bhagavatam. What does it contain? Samyutam. What does it contain? Vairagya akhyana. Vairagya means what? Detachment. Actually, detachment is not the right word. Vairagya also means, raga means attachment. The word raga means attachment. You see, we also say raga bhakti, raga anuga bhakti. So raga bhakti means attachment. Raga means attachment. Vairaga means to become detached or to become supremely attached. That's what it means. If you take the V, viparita raga means to get supremely attached, to get attached to the super soul or to get attached to Krishna. In this verse, it talks about both. We will see what it is. Vairagya akhyana samyutam Harilila Katha Vrata, Varta or Vrata. It also contains Harilila Katha. It contains about the news about Harilila or discussions about Harilila, Varta or Vrata. And then, which, what does happen? Who listens to this Katha? Amritanandita Satsuram. The sadhus, they relish this Amrita, nectar, and they become Anandita. Or Anandita or Nandita means they become very pleased by hearing such Harilila Varta. And the next section of that verse also says, Sarva Vedanta Saram Yat Brahmatmaikatva Lakshanam Vastva Advitiyam Tannishtham Kaivalyekai Prayojanam. This verse speaks about how the soul is Amsha of the Supreme Soul, and the only purpose of our existence is Kaivalya. Prabhupada translates Kaivalya as bhakti or devotional service. That is the only prayojana of Srimad Bhagavatam. Now, if you keep that in context, then this verse becomes easy to understand. If you tell this verse to any, in today's world, if you go and talk about this verse in front of a feminist or, you know, some isms which is very famous today, then you probably will be sued in court to talk like this. This is shaming, body shaming or whatever. It's very disgusting. And think about it. The words talk about skrimi vit bhasma nishtha antam. It's a heavy verse, and I am only speaking theoretically. I do not have any realizations to whatsoever of this verse that it speaks about. These are very esoteric verses, but yet Bhagavatam does not shy away from presenting it to us, because this is a hard fact of life. And so therefore I seek blessings from all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis who have assembled here to speak for my own purification. We also know from the 5th canto, Rishabhadeva, who is the Supreme Lord himself, is an avatar of the Supreme Lord. He spoke about a verse in the 5th chapter of the 5th canto, a very famous verse. In that verse, the Lord says, this whole world runs on two things. What are those? No, that is the bond between them. Aham mameti, me and mine. These are the two things that runs. But to function these two things, the wheel or the bond or the glue is sex life. Pumsastriya mituni bhavametam tayor mitho hridaya granti mahuhu ato grihakshetra suta apta vittaihi janasya mohoyam aham mameti. The only two thing that runs in this world is aham. It's me and mine. It's actually self-centered. It's everybody's self-centered. But that expansion of that self, that is called false ego. And that expansion of false ego happens because of sex life. Why does a man and woman come together? Because they see mutual interest in each other. In each other, not in each other, but in each other's body. Very important. Prabhupada translates it here. In this translation, through proper deliberation, one should give up attraction to his wife's body. Not in his wife, but the wife's body. Very important to understand. So, Prabhupada writes for that translation 558, the attraction between male and female is the basic principle of material existence. The foundation of this entire existence is the attraction between male and female. That's how the whole world runs. And what happens on the basis of this misconception, which ties together the female and the male, one gets attracted to what? Because of this attraction, one gets attracted to what? Ataha, griha, kshetra, suta, apta, vittaihi. What is that? Ata, griha. Griha means what? One who gets attracted to? Home or house. Ham do, hamare do, and hum apna kutir. They say, we'll build a house and then we'll ever live happily in that, ever after. Have you seen those fables that you read when you're a child? And then there'll be children, then there'll be pets. These days you can't do without pets, you see. Then pets, and then, you know, a lawn outside and etc. And then a car, things like that. And a caravan, and so many things. Griha, suta, kshetra. Kshetra means my place of residence. Griha kshetra suta means children, apta means friends and relatives, and vittaihi. What can you do without that? What is that? Money. Money is sweeter than honey. You see? Organic honey. So atha griha suta kshetra vittaihi. You have to do it. You can't do anything without money. So therefore, money also is required to run all of these things. But the basic principle is the attraction between the male and female. This is a wonderful creation of the Lord. How he creates a male, he creates a female body and puts the concept of attraction between them. Is it bad or is it good? That we will understand today, actually. Why did the Lord even put that particular attraction between a male and a female? And because it is his creation, is it not? It is his universe. So therefore, he has a purpose. The attraction has a purpose. But the point is, where is that attraction being implied or applied to? That's the point, okay? Attraction as a principle is important to understand. So we'll come to that understanding. So here, what attraction is Rishabhadeva speaking about? Rishabhadeva is speaking about attraction to the body. What is body?
Covering.
Covering, yes, but what is it? It is matter. That is the crux of this verse. Coming to the matter of this verse, the matter is matter. So the crux of this verse is matter, getting attracted to matter called body, whether it's wife's body or husband's body. It doesn't matter. But what is important, what is the highlight of this verse is the attraction of the body. And therefore, this verse talks very seriously. That body, krimi vit bhasma tucham kalevaram. If you break down the verse, usually when the verse is sung, there is a meter, the chandas. That's why the verse is arranged. But if you actually speak out the verse, it will be like this. Krimi vit bhasma tucham kalevaram kvat tadiya ratir bharya. If you get attached to the wife's body, which will be finally be converted to what? It will be eaten away by insects, and that body will be eaten by insects, and that insect excretes stool. So finally that body will get converted to stool. So why so much attachment to that body, which is eventually stool? Why is it so stark? Why does this verse sound so stark? That is the purpose of Bhagavatam. Prabhupada starts through proper deliberation. The idea of mention it like that is, next time we get attracted to the body, you should think of wit, bhasma, and krimi. You know, it's a disgusting reality of this material world, because it stinks. It stinks. The body stinks, actually. That's why the whole deodorant market works. You see? They spray and then they exhibit. So when somebody comes with a lot of perfume, who are they marketing? Are they marketing about their body? No. They're marketing the perfume, actually. But they think that, I'm actually smelling so nice. It's actually not they who's smelling. It's the perfume which is smelling. But they know that body stinks. This body stinks. So this is the whole idea that get out of the bodily perspective. But just before we go a little deeper into this verse, let's understand how today's world utilizes this concept of attraction between male and female and a family in perspective. Yeah, is it not? Now, we know historically and in the current society, is family a significant part of the society or not? Well, in these days it's not, it's getting worse actually. Nobody wants to get married in the first place. But generally it is still, you can still see remnants of it in the society, yeah. At least in the Western society it's going away very quickly, because the thought of marriage, people start shivering, you know, nowadays. But in the 1960s it was not like that, because it said, a statistical study said that in up to 1960, marriage was seen as a welcome proposal. Why? Because this is statistics, huh? I'm repeating their words. Men and women saw mutual advantage in getting wedded together. So therefore, marriage flourished. They saw mutual advantage. What is that? Well, we will come together, have a family, happy life. You've seen those adverts? Huh? Like that. They'll kind of whitewash. This is called Maya, illusion, illusory attraction. Male and female come together and establish a family. Now, this is the 1960s, but as we progress to the year 2000 and after that, in fact, there is a current new income tax plan in US which actually proposes it's more beneficial to get divorced than be married for the rich class. And there are agencies which says, save your tax by divorce and we will help you to save tax. How you can save tax by divorce? This is for the rich echelons of the society, you know, when you have people earning beyond a certain amount of dollar value, divorce seems to be a quite good attractive proposal. For what? For saving vittaihi. You see, money, to save money, divorce is a good, it's a good advantage. So therefore, you see how even historically and current perspectives of the society, they have leveraged the concept of janasya lokoyam aham mameti. What is that? Stri maituni bhava metam. This mituni bhava is been taken advantage by economists also. Let's take advantage. Prabhupada writes, there's an economist which Prabhupada studied in his arts studies, that this economist says that family life is the center of any economy of a society. In fact, even in last year, there was a Europe convention, and they said the whole of Europe is focusing back on conventional society, of how family is the crux of the, because family is the smallest unit of a society. A society is built on family. It used to be built on family. Now it is individualistic. You see, it's individual these days. Now that is historical, economical, and a government perspective. But let's talk about social perspective. How important is family? How do psychologists, psychiatrists see it? Because that's also important. And this is from a modern perspective. There is a lady, I was reading sciencedirect.com. There is a lady who works in the psychology department called as Barbara H. Fees. You can look her up. She's a professor of psychology department in the Syracuse University in the US. She writes that family is very important for what? From a society perspective. Why is family important? From a society perspective? Yes, Prabhuji. Primarily, whom? The kids, children, because it's very important for the next generation, because human society, civilization is very interested in propagating its civilization called Homo sapiens or humans, you know. So we need to have good future. That's why when a US president is selected or elected, it is very important that he actually showcases that he's very well married, a happy family, he's got a good wife and good children, etc., etc. That's another, because he needs to showcase that he's a good citizen in the society who's got a good family. So family is the crux of the society even today. It is still seen as something respectful. And she says, Barbara says, that there are three reasons, because she says that upkeep of a family is the duty of the society, not of the government. You see, today we want the government to take care of our children. But she says that is not important. It's not the government's job to take care of your children. It's the family's responsibility, because that's where you can actually bring up your children. And she clearly states that there are three primary reasons. What is that? One is to normal, to provide food, shelter, protection, education, etc. to children, to your offsprings as a family. Secondly, it is helping the children develop emotionally. It's very important, the emotional advantage children get if you're in a family. We all know that children who grow up in disjointed or broken families have really difficult adulthood or difficult future, especially in their own marriages or in their own future lives. And thirdly, it depends on how you can impart predictable routines and impart values to the next generation. That's also very important, you know, how the tradition continues, the culture continues. So therefore, she says it is very important to have family values in the society. Yeah. So from a society perspective, family is important. From an economic perspective, family is important. From a historical perspective, family is important. What is a Vedic perspective? What do you think Vedic perspective is? To marry or not to marry? Huh? To marry? Okay. But these verses don't seem to be alluding to that. But actually it is. Vedic perspective says, Vedic practices, the primary institution of Vedic society is called as what? What is the primary institution of a Vedic society? Huh? Yes, Varnashrama Dharma. Thank you, Mataji. Varnashrama Dharma. So, Varnashrama Dharma, the whole purpose of Varnashrama is to get out of this place. Right? What is the whole purpose of getting into a school? Huh? To pass out of the school, is it not? Not to stay in the school permanently. So this is a school. So you come to the school and to get out successfully. That's the point. So the whole purpose of Varnashrama is to get out of this Varnashrama system and go back home, back to Godhead. Right? So therefore, the three ashramas are there. The Brahmacharya and the Grihastha. So one is trained to be detached in the Brahmacharya ashram. And if the person says, well, I have proclivities to get attached to the opposite sex, then said, okay, then you can get wedded after 21. So general idea was, by the age of 8, he goes with his guru, and the guru trains him for the next 12 years, and around 20, 21, 22, he decides whether he wants to continue his brahmacharya or he has to enter grihastha. Now, grihastha ashrama it is called as. So after 12 years of training of detachment, he gets into the grihastha ashram. So a boy is trained, and generally it is for this training is for boys. It's interesting. Now notice this verse. Whom is this verse preaching to? Whom is this verse preaching to? A male or a female? Okay. Who has to be preached then? Yeah. It is quite obvious. Is it not? It's males. It has been, this preaching is happening to whom? Yeah, we might say, yeah, in general it is talking about both male and female, husband and wife. Wife should not get attracted to husband. Yeah, but Bhagavatam is not saying that. Bhagavatam is saying for the husbands. It's not saying for the wives. Why? Because it's general nature of a male to get attracted. So therefore, you see, you know the famous, what was the famous war? The Trojan horse. What was it fought for? Huh? For a female, isn't it? What war was that? Anybody remembers what war was that? Have you read that? Is it Achilles or Cleopatra? Is that Cleopatra? Was it fought for her or some lady? It was fought for one beautiful woman. And then there were, huh? Sorry? Helen. Oh, Helen of Troy. Yes. Thank you. Helen of Troy. Helen. One lady made two kingdoms to fight. How powerful is that? Therefore, Prabhupada used to say, women are creation of Maya. It's not criticism, it is the power that they have. It is prabala. It is not abala, it is prabala. They can do that. And therefore, because they have the potency, they have that power. And therefore, it is a warning to the male also to be careful, to not fall into the trap. So therefore, it's not to hate, it is to be aware of that attraction. It is to be aware of what the trip falls are of this material existence. Material tabernacle, Prabhupada writes. So therefore, the Vedic society still says marriage is important. But why is it important? Why is marriage important? If we have to be aware of that attraction, why is it important then? Because marriage means regulated life. Marriage brings in regulation in the society. So therefore, human society has to be regulated. It's not like cats and dogs sleep with anyone, be with anyone. Today some with someone, tomorrow with someone. No, that is animalistic society. Arjuna warns about this type of a society in the Bhagavad Gita 5,000 years ago. Varna Sankara, Jayate Varna Sankaraha. Varna Sankara means, which is pretty much what you see today in the today's society. And why does it happen? It happens because of this attraction. It happens because of this attraction. So therefore, attraction as a principle is wrong. It's not wrong. So therefore, everybody is attracted, is it not? So therefore, we should understand that this principle is very universal. But the concept is, where is that attraction being invested in? That is the question that we have to discuss. So Vedic society says that Vedic society enthuses one after brahmacharya. If somebody has proclivity, it says, okay, it's very good. You're interested in women? Okay, good. Get married and have children. It proposes that. Even today, you see, in India, if you go, if the boy has finished his studies, the relatives will start pestering. What happened? Your boy is now finished studies? Studies, looking for marriage, looking for a girl. And then as soon as a girl is, comes to, finishes her studies and says, no, as a father, I'm worried now. The girl has finished her studies. Now I have to look for a boy. Immediately. Traditionally, this was the case, but nowadays it's changing a little bit. But still, marriage is a predominant, important function in today's society because it's one of the samskaras for a jiva, for a spirit soul. Why? Because marriage brings in regulation in life. Otherwise, without marriage, it becomes a carefree society. And then we will have Varna Sankara population. So therefore, Vedic civilization proposes marriage to regulate. And therefore, if you see the practice, and Vedic society also says, yeah, you can produce children. If you have that attraction, use that attraction to produce children. Why? Because we have seen it in the past. My grandfather had 9 on one side and the 6 on the other side. He had 9 children. My mother's side, there are 9 siblings. On my father's side, there are 6. So after having so many children, naturally a distaste for that attraction comes. Why? Because he is fried in that material world with bringing up 9 children. He's pak gaya abhi. Oh, what's that? Bhagawan, le mujhe. Bas, abhi sannyas lena. I have to take sannyas now. Enough of this. So there is a natural dejection, in producing children. And when people get tired bringing up children, it's a natural austerity. And that austerity brings a natural detest. You'll build natural detesting to the attraction between a male and female. And that sambandha, that relationship becomes purer when they enter vanaprastha ashrama. When they get into a gradual renunciation or a gradual detachment, they go into vanaprastha and then sannyas. So this is what the Vedic society proposes. But what does the... Therefore, this is the spiritual angle also. This is the spiritual angle as well. There are verses in Srimad Bhagavatam. Lord Krishna, when he tells Uddhava, in the Uddhava Gita, he warns Uddhava. He says, Yah prapya manusham lokam muktidvaram apavritam griheshu khagavat saktas tam arodachyutam viduhu. He says, the door of liberation, you can get liberated if you are born as a human. But if you are born as a human and get attached, muktidvaram apavritam, but after getting, if you get attached to griheshu khagavat saktas, asakta, if you become asakti in griheshu, in family affairs, if you get attracted to opposite sex, then you lose the whole plot of this human form of life. So make the most out of it. That's why human form of life is very important. It doesn't mean don't marry. It doesn't mean hate wife. So the whole crux of the point is, for males, looking at females, because the point of, see, the Lord, this in the 10.34, Krishna says that I am, among women, I am fortune, fame, fine speech, memory, intelligence, steadfastness, and patience. These are the qualities Krishna has invested. It is said, when the Devaloka Stris, when the females from the Swargaloka descend, if somebody looks at them, they will faint. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked at the Lord and fainted. But if somebody has proclivities towards beautiful women, if they see the Apsara Stris, they'll faint. They are so attractive, so beautiful. So therefore, the Lord has invested these potencies in them. Right? But what's the problem? The problem is when the male looks at the female with a bhoga buddhi. It's not the female that is the problem. It is the consciousness with which the male looks at the female that is the problem. Bhoga buddhi. Wow, so beautiful. She has to be mine. Aham ameti. You see, this is what is criticized. And therefore, the verse is deliberating to think, excuse me, hello, don't do bhoga buddhi. That's what the verses say. Warn us, right? That's what they warn us. In fact, therefore, this attraction between a male and a female itself is very illusory. It's very illusory. Think about it. When we read in the Gajendra Moksha, you all, how many of you know about Gajendra Moksha? Gajendra Moksha is a very beautiful episode. You have to understand, because Gajendra Moksha, Bhagavatam uses so many wonderful examples. Gajendra is an elephant. Out of the blue, it uses an elephant to preach to us. Can you believe? National Geographic channel here. Elephant. And when they talk about which mountain is Gajendra roaming in? What is that mountain? Trikuta. It's Trikuta mountain. And this elephant, in the initial stages when they explain Gajendra's advent, they explain Gajendra is a very powerful celestial elephant. It's not an elephant that we see here. It's a very celestial elephant. It's massive, right? It's got their male prowess. And when it goes and it's just rocking the trees and the trees are just falling apart, and then it walks majestically in the Trikuta mountain. Huh? You can see that cartoon movie when the elephant walks and trumpets, the elephant trumpets and walks. And when it's walking, the she elephants are shy behind the Gajendra. Gajendra is so powerful. He's so powerful that even the lions and the tigers in the forest of the Trikuta mountains are afraid. How can a lion be afraid of an elephant? But here it talks about Gajendra is so powerful. He's so powerful. And then at one point in time, Gajendra becomes thirsty. Huh? So now apply this story to a male and a female. Huh? A male exercising his muscles. Look how strong I am. Where is this coming from? This is also to attract the opposite sex. Look how handsome I am. Look how powerful I am. Look how famous I am. This is how Gajendra also does. Look how strong I am. But nature has its own way. Huh? Suddenly the same powerful elephant becomes thirsty. Becomes thirsty. Huh? So suddenly the gym guy has to eat, what is that? Protein shake to build his muscles. And that protein shake will damage his kidneys. So like that. You know, you can apply all of this to the contemporary existence. And then Gajendra goes into the lake to drink water. And then the she elephants are very attracted to him. Oh, look at him. He's so powerful. And he had many wives also. Many wife elephants. And then he went to drink water. And then he saw the beautiful wives. The elephants, I mean. So you have to keep the elephants in the mind, okay? Beautiful elephants there. And he doesn't drink water. What does he do? He sprinkles water on the she elephants. Sometimes, you know, some people play mridanga and then say, look how nicely I'm playing. So that's a false ego inside. It crops up. Look, hey, look at me. Look at me. And somebody is doing kirtan. Are you all looking at me? Everybody's dancing when I'm doing kirtan? Oh, they're not dancing. Let me increase the tempo. Let me make them dance. So what is happening here? The focus is not on the Supreme Soul. The focus is not to please. When today is Narottam Das Thakur's appearance. We will discuss about that as well. Narottam Das Thakur, when he did a majestic festival, Gauranga Mahaprabhu descended on this planet again. Because Narottam Das Thakur, when he was here, everybody had wound up his pastimes. Kahamura Swarup Rupa Kaha Sanatan. Narottam Das Thakur sings like this. Where is Swarupa? Where is Damodar? Where is Mora Gora Nataraj? Where are they? When he sings like that, that Nataraj came down. Because he was singing for pleasing Nataraj. He was singing for pleasing Gauranga Mahaprabhu. That should be the focus. When we miss the focus, Maya Jhapatiya Dhari. And Maya comes in the form of Stri Maituni Bhavametam. Very important to understand. Within a fraction of a second, it can attract us. Therefore, in olden times, Nazre Mili, you have this Bollywood songs. I remember now. So these Bollywood songs are all written like that. Nazre Mili, Giri. Then you are fallen, right? So a female never used to see a male also. I remember my grandma, when my father used to come, she used to pull a pallu like this. I don't know if you know about a pallu. She will cover like this and speak to the wall. And I was young then. My father used to be sitting there, like here, and then she used to speak to the wall. And I used to say, who is she speaking to? But she's speaking to my father. I didn't understand the culture then. So she used to speak. I have never seen her speak face to face, meeting the eyes. Well, she's mother-in-law, and still this had been practiced. Because these senses can drag you down to hell, actually. Just when the eyes meet, destruction can happen. Just when the eyes meet, just when you hear the beautiful voice of the girl, gone. Because when you see here, who is that singing? I want to see. Your eyes want to see. When your eyes want to see, I want to talk. When you want to talk, I want to touch. That's how all of these the Jnanendriyas take us down to hell. So this is how the senses work. Therefore, Bhagavatam warns us. Therefore, there was a culture of separation. Repeatedly, we are sometimes criticized why male and female are segregated in the Bhagavatam class. Why the darshan also is segregated. This is the purpose. People do not know the dangers of these five senses. They do not know. They see destruction all the time. Yet we don't learn. Maya jhapatiya dhari. So therefore, coming back to Gajendra now. So Gajendra, what he was doing? He saw his beautiful wives, the elephants. Some were white, some were black. So he was sprinkling water on them. Rather than quenching his thirst, he became, you know, frivolous. He started doing frivolous sporting in the lake. Now there was a resident of the lake. Who is that? Mr. Croc. He says, you've come here for water. I was quiet, but now you started frivolous activities. I'm not going to spare you now. So Maya Jhapatiya Dhari, it caught his feet. And then it started dragging him into the depths of the lake, of the water. Right then, the wife of Gajendra started screaming, trumpeting, trying to hold him. But the crocodile was so strong, it drags him far deeper into the water. Now, right then, Gajendra looks back and says, help, help! And he's asking help to his friends, to his wives, to his so-called girlfriends, to his so-called boyfriends. He's asking, hey guys, come and help me. This crocodile is pulling me. And they try to hold him. And then as Gajendra is going deeper, there is a scene, picture it. Gajendra is being dragged. And then the she-elephant's trunks are going back. Right then he realizes, nobody wants to help me now. Huh? Kaha mora, she elephant. She's singing. Where is my she elephant now? All backtracked. Nobody wants to risk their lives. Gajendra, we can pray for you. Oh my Lord, please save him. But I will not do anything to save him, you see. Now, this is the exact state every living entity goes through. In fact, there was an episode in Mumbai. Husband and wife in an apartment. Husband passed away. And they had to somehow do the cremation the next day. The wife said, I will sleep. She went to knock the neighbor's door and said, I want to sleep in your house because I'm afraid of whom? Of her own husband's body, whom she has lived for decades. Now she's afraid to live next to him because it's a dead body. Whom was she living with? She's never seen her husband. It's a body. But she's afraid of the body now. Same body. You see? And this is the same verse which Adi Shankaracharya writes in the famous Bhajagovindam. Yavat pavano nivasati dehe, tavat prichati kushalam gehe, gatavati vayo deha paye, bharya bhibhyati tasmin kaye. When the husband is good and fit, everybody wants to be around, you know, good person. When the husband is not earning, this applies to wife and husband both. I mean, no husband will be happy to be when a wife is dead, you know. Now, think about the same attraction. A male is attracted to a female. But what if the female leaves her body? Will the male still be attracted to that body? To the female? The body is still there. It's the same female. The beauty is still there. Will the male be attracted? No. Why? Was he not attracted to the body? Why is he not attracted now when the soul has left the body? So that is the point Bhagavatam says. Hey, your attraction is to the spirit, not to matter. So we are not attracted to dead matter. So why be attracted when the spirit soul is inside? It's always dead. So that's the point Bhagavatam tries to realize, make us realize. So therefore, Bhagavatam tries to warn us that the object, in this verse it says, in the last section of the verse it says, you have to be aware of that attachment. Tadiya ratir bharya, don't be attracted to the body, but kwayam atma nabhaschadihi, be attracted, if you're not attracted to atma. Kwa ayam atma. Atma means the supreme soul. Prabhupada translates it as Krishna, a supreme soul, or the super soul, or Lord, or the supreme Lord. This verse also says the best way is, the point is, change your attraction or attachment to not to the body, but the soul within. As soon as you change the attraction from the body, this applies even to our wives and husbands. When I look at my wife, I should not see the body. I should see there is a spirit soul inside. And Krishna is residing in that body with that spirit soul. With this vision, naturally the attraction depletes. The idea is, Prabhupada uses this word in one of the translations or purports, morbid affliction. We all have this morbid affliction, means attraction to dead matter. We just have to transform that attraction to life, or to spirit. How is that? By constantly meditating on Krishna, the super soul within, and the soul within, and the soul within us as well. That I am a spirit, she is a spirit, and we both are connected through the Supreme Spirit. When we constantly contemplate on this particular tattva, then naturally the morbid affliction reduces. In fact, coming back to Gajendra was Indradyumna Maharaj in his previous life. So he was so fortunate. Right at that point, when the crocodile is pulling him, he realizes the futility of this material existence. He realizes, whomever I thought were mine are not mine. So therefore, Vyasadev starts, please chant after me, Shri Badarayani Ruvacha Evam Vyavasita Buddhya Samadhaya Manohridi Jajapa Paramam Japyam Pragjan Manyanu Sikshitam. Immediately Gajendra closed his eyes and withdrew his senses on the Supreme Lord. Jajapya paramam japyam prakjanmanya vyavasito buddhya. He established his intelligence and focused on Krishna. Now I know I should focus only on Krishna. Only he can save me. Yes? And he withdrew his intelligence on Krishna and started glorifying with his glorious prayers. Gajendra Moksha, it is said, whoever chants these prayers every day will get liberated from the morbid afflictions, from the attachment to dead matter. We will just chant the first verse. Shri Gajendra Uvacha. Om Namo Bhagavate Tasmai. Yata Etat Chidatmakam. Purushayadi Bijaya. Pareshaya Bhidhimahi. So he pray, he first thing he does is pays his obeisances. Thank you, my dear Lord. You have made me realize the futility of this existence. I have been attached to so many things. Thank you for withdrawing my attachment. Now let me attach to you, my dear Lord. So, Gajendra Moksha prayers gives us a sneak peek into how we can withdraw that attachment from matter into spirit. It does not nowhere say, detach from your wife. Detachment means detachment from the concept of attraction to the body of the wife. That is what is spoken here. Because Vaishnava gets attached to everyone. But everyone as what? Mamaivamsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatanah, Krishna says. So we get attached in what sense? We are spirit souls. Vaishnava nam We are all Vaishnava Bandhavas. So when we become Vaishnava Bandhavas, Vaishnava Paradukka Dukhi. He's always there to serve others. So why will he not serve his husband or wife? But the way we serve is through the spirit, not just through the body. That is the point to be highlighted here. This is one answer we get, one lesson we get. Similarly, if you see Kapila Deva's prayers, Kardama Prajapati also was a grihastha. But Devahuti says, although I was married to such an elevated saint, I have not obtained the highest perfection of this relationship. When he speaks, she speaks like this to her son, then Kapila Deva, you know, shares the realization or teaches to her. Therefore, if you read Kapila Deva's instructions, he begins, Titikshava Karunikaha Suhrida Sarvadehinam. There are a few verses which he says, Titikshava Karunikaha Suhrida Sarvadehinam Ajata Shatrava Shantaha Sadava Sadubhushanaha. Kapila Deva chants a few verses. These are very famous verses. And in the end, he says, if you get attached to the devotees of Krishna, naturally your attachment, your material attachment will be taken away. So Kapila Deva gives this example to Devahuti to say, how do you get attached to Krishna? We always think about attaching to Radha and Krishna. But how do you get attached to Radha and Krishna? How do you get attached to him? By getting attached to devotees of Krishna, by getting attached to the teachings of Krishna. In the same prayers, Bhajagovindam, Adi Shankara prays, Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani jathare shayanam. Iha samsare bahudustare. This material world is so dangerous place. Pahe murare. He's out. You see the outpouring of Shankaracharya. He's not praying for Narayana. He's praying, Pahi Murare, please save me. So he prays, save me, Murari. You see, Shankara is outpouring. Please save me, my dear Lord. And then he says, Bhagavad Gita kinchita dhita Ganga jalalava kanika pita. He says, if you drink a little bit of Bhagavad Gita, if you drink a little bit of Ganga, then you can get liberated. And in the same next verse, he talks about, please be attached to the devotees of the Lord. Chant the holy name of the Lord. So like this, the acharyas tell us to get attached to Krishna, to get attached to devotees of Krishna, to get attached to his name, fame, perform pastimes, and therefore our material attachment will get released. And today, I'll just take 5 minutes and then wrap up here. Today, I realized it late that it is Narottam Das Thakur's appearance day. Otherwise, we could have only spoken about Srila Narottam Das Thakur. Srila Narottam Das Thakur is actually the hero of our sampradaya. If you have not read, there is a beautiful book called The Glories of Narottam Das Thakur. Please, please buy the book today and read it. It is a wonderful book to read. And trust me, if you start reading it, you wouldn't keep the book down. It's such a wonderful book. And in that, Mataji explains that Narottam Das Thakur was born in Kheturi. He was born as a prince. He was born as a prince. But when he was born, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and many of his parshad had wound up his pastimes. But all along, when he was born, I'll just briefly describe, Narottam Das Thakur's appearance was already predicted by Gauranga Mahaprabhu. It seemed that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in a kirtan. And suddenly in his kirtan, Mahaprabhu starts saying, Narottam, Narottam, where are you? Where are you? He starts searching for Narottam. And all his parshads start asking, who is this Narottam that Gauranga is searching for? And then they realize that Narottam is going to appear after many years, probably a century later, Narottam Das Thakur appears. And Narottam Das, when he appears, there is an astrologer who tells his parents that your son has dangers from water. Don't take him near any water, you know, any water body. So imagine, till his teen years, he's never seen a lake, he's never seen a river, nor he's seen a sea. Although he lives near Ganga, Narottam Das Thakur has not seen any water body till his teens. Can you believe that? Because his parents were so afraid, he's always been guarded and protected. He was never let into any river, let into any lake. But there was a lake which Narottam Das Thakur always used to see it in his dreams, always getting attracted to it for some reason. Because Gauranga Mahaprabhu had left, personified pure love of Godhead as a bowl of nectar into that lake, in the hands of the presiding deity of the lake. And he said, please preserve this, Narottama will come. Then you hand it over to Narottama. So Narottam Das Thakur was always attracted to that particular lake. And then one day he runs away from his house. He goes, somehow that, you know, sometimes you have this, some strange attraction he had to that water body. And he went and he could feel Mahaprabhu's presence. And as soon as he entered the waters, he could feel Mahaprabhu's presence. And then the deity drags him into the river. And that's it. And Narottama is in state of coma. And it seems that after he drinks the nectar of pure love of Godhead, he actually looked like Gauranga Mahaprabhu. When he came out, he was looking like Gauranga. His hands were long. He was beautiful like the moon, fully blossomed moon. He was looking like Gauranga Mahaprabhu. But his parents took back because he was still unconscious. They took him back and they realized, our astrologer's prediction has come true. Our son has drowned and finally he will die. But he was not dead, of course. But then he goes into immense renunciation. And then he realizes he has to go to Vrindavana. That's where he goes and surrenders to Loknath Goswami, his spiritual master. And then he stays with Jiva Goswami, the Goswamis, and he serves them. And we all know the famous pastimes where Loknath Goswami doesn't accept him. He says, you have had the love of Godhead personally given by Gauranga Mahaprabhu. How can I accept you as my disciple? You are more glorious than me. So he doesn't accept him for a year. He doesn't accept. And then Narottam Das Thakur convinces him that you need to accept. With a lot of logic, he convinces him. And finally, Loknath Goswami accepts him as his disciple, so-called disciple. So, and then Narottam Das Thakur relaunches his preaching mission back in Bangladesh, now which is currently called Bangladesh and West Bengal. And he's called the lion preacher. He's called the hero. And if you see the bhajans that he has written recently, 2 days back, we had Nityananda Trayodashi. There's a beautiful bhajan Narottam Das Thakur has written. Nitai pada kamala koti chandra shushitala. Nitai pada kamala koti chandra shushitala. Je chayai jagat jurai. Je chayai jagat jurai. So if you see bhajans of Narottam Das Thakur, he writes glorious bhajans. So who is not unaware, who is unaware of those bhajans that Narottam Das writes? So it's a glorious day to remember Narottam Das Thakur. Sorry, I had to cut short. Please read the book and read some pastimes of Narottam Das Thakur and remember the glorious Acharya in our lineage. And he's the one who launched various types of kirtans. He's our Kirtan Acharya. He launched various types and styles of kirtans. Narottam Das Thakur was architect of kirtans, actually. And he conducted a very massive festival in which it is said all the Panchatattvas personally appeared, and they all took darshan of Gauranga Mahaprabhu again in that kirtan. So his kirtans were so powerful. Janvi Mata herself was there. Nityananda Prabhu's wife was there to organize the festival as well with Narottam Das Thakur. So everything is written in that book. So if you can read that book, that will be wonderful. So with this, I'll stop here. If there are any questions, comments, or corrections, we can discuss for a few minutes. Yes, Savior. We have a mic. Let's get the mic for the online audience. It's a nice way to end with Narottam Das Thakur's pastimes after reading such a heavy verse. You can use this. I'll give this.
Hey Krishna Prabhu, thank you for the nice class. Prabhu, this verse mentions, and you also talked about that we shouldn't have much of an attraction to this body because ultimately it will be turned food for insects. Prabhu, but we see many devotees who have cancer or the disease, they go through so much pain just to treat their body, just to protect their body. So where do we draw a line, like how much to protect the body and how much not to protect the body?
It's a beautiful question, Saviour, as always. Your questions are very nice. And not that I know the answer, I'll just share what I realize. The question is, you want to repeat the question?
So we see in this verse that we should not give much of an attraction to the body because ultimately it will turn into small insects. But we see lots of devotees who have cancer, they go through so much treatment, even though it's very painful, just to protect their body. So where do we draw a line? I mean, how much to protect the body and how much not to protect the body?
It again depends on the consciousness of the jiva inside. It is also said in the Bhagavatam that this body also is one of the gurus. So we should serve the body. The problem is not, there is no problem in serving the body or caring for the body, because this body or this matter, as long as we see this body in relationship with the Krishna, then it is all right. Ritheratam yat pratiyeta na pratiyeta chatmani tadvidyad atmano mayam yathabhaso yatatamaha. In the Chatushloki Bhagavad, the second verse of Srimad Chatushloki Bhagavad, Ritheratam yat pratiyeta. As long as you see matter in relation to Krishna, then that matter never remains as matter. If you go to Radha Gokulananda in Vrindavana, there is a beautiful samadhi of Narottam Das Thakur. You can sit next to that samadhi and experience the presence of Narottam Das Thakur. It is a body. It is a crematorium of, it is a burial ground of Narottam. So why are we attached to it? Why are we attached to Prabhupada's samadhi? Why? Because when the body is spiritualized, then it's not matter anymore. Is it not? So therefore, from that perspective, it is all right to care for the body. The concern is don't get attached to it. Attachment should not be there. Caring is fine. Caring is fine. As long as we care in the service of Krishna, it is fine. Because if the body is used in the service of Krishna, that body has to be preserved. Because this body is the vehicle with which we can serve Krishna, is it not? In this, because we are in this material world, how will you serve Krishna? We have to serve using this body. So therefore, this body is very important for us. In the same way, if I'm married, my wife's body is also important for me, because we both are using these bodies to serve Krishna. To serve a jiva that has been given to us, the child given to us, we have to serve him as well. So therefore, if we see this body in relation to Krishna, then there is no question of attachment to the body. It's not attachment, it's the utility of the body in the service of Krishna. That is the point. And then it is all right to take care and serve the body in that sense. Does it make sense? That's my understanding. If you want to say something, Prabhuji. Or you want to add something more to it? Is that convince you?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. Anyone else has any questions or corrections? If not, we'll stop here. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrindi ki jai, Narottam Das Thakur's appearance day ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanandi. Hare Prabhuji.
No, no, no.